Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Access Humboldt has issued a press release announcing that Suddenlink is being sold to BC Partners, one of Canada's largest pension funds. The sale will be a cash and debt deal worth about $6.6 billion, and as a cable supplier to the North Coast, Access Humboldt is paying attention. Executive Director Sean McLaughlin said in a statement, "This is a billion-dollar transaction that impacts many state and local jurisdictions, and we'll be supporting Humboldt County and monitoring the public interest impacts of this ownership transfer between absentee owners." The sale is expected to be finalized in October. BC Partners will buy Suddenlink from Goldman Sachs, which currently has controlling interest. The District Attorney's Office has announced that Brooke Hames has pleaded guilty to several charges, including vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, DUI, and fleeing the scene, and she received a 14-year prison term. Hames will have to serve at least 85% of that sentence and will receive no credit for time served while awaiting trial. Hames was driving in Eureka on April 30th when a police officer initiated a traffic stop. Hames sped away and led officers on a high-speed chase before she crashed into a minivan. The collision killed Danielle Weaver and seriously injured John Chisholm. Hames attempted to flee the scene following the collision, but was quickly apprehended by a responding CHP officer. Prosecutor Elin Firpo said in a statement that the plea requires Hames to spend a substantial amount of time in prison, and that it is nearly the maximum time of incarceration Hames would have been sentenced to if we had won a jury trial. Congressman Thompson's office has issued a statement regarding an amendment introduced into a House bill to expedite new treatments for military veterans suffering from traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. The amendment passed out of the Armed Services Committee and will head to the full House for a floor vote next week. The bill provides additional resources to the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration to collaborate with outside agencies to better serve the medical needs of vets. Hundreds of thousands of veterans have been diagnosed with PTSD, and thousands of combat vets have suffered brain injuries during service in Iraq and Afghanistan. 43 years ago today, three American astronauts launched into space atop a Saturn V rocket from the Kennedy Space Center, landed on the moon in the lunar module. Two of the astronauts, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, became the first humans to step onto the lunar surface, while the third, Michael Collins, remained in lunar orbit. Armstrong and Aldrin spent about 15 hours on the moon's surface, and all three men returned safely to Earth after spending 8 days in space. Here's what it sounded like in 1969.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
I was 3 years old that day, and I have heard that recording hundreds of times since. It still gives me chills. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and... What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Why don't you start singing, man?
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fine folks in the friendly city are celebrating 91 years of rodeo. This past week, Fortuna has seen everything from firemen's games to children scrambling for coins along Main Street. And the events and festivities wrap up this weekend. Don Brown of the Fortuna Rodeo Committee sat down to talk rodeo and the impact it has on the community of Fortuna and the county as well, particularly when it comes to economics.
And that is one of the neat things about the Fortuna Rodeo is it does bring a lot of dollars and a lot of visitors in town. I don't know the exact dollars that the economic impact that the rodeo has on it, but it's got to be millions of dollars. I mean, just in terms of bringing people, filling up the hotels.
Brown went on to don his best Chamber of Commerce hat in a hearty plea to county residents outside of the Eel River Valley.
If you're sitting out there in McKinleyville, Arcata, and you look outside and it's just crummy fog out there, come on down to sunny Fortuna this weekend. We're guaranteeing 80-degree temperature and lots of sunshine.
The rodeo wraps up on Sunday afternoon with a barbecue, carnival, and the final day of rodeo competition. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.